Well, Michigan's harvest is just getting underway. 13% of the state's corn and 17% of Michigan's soybeans are harvested, according to the USDA. Joining us now is Stacy Hughes with Hughes Seed Solutions, a specialty hybrids dealer based out of Jackson County. And Stacy, let's first talk about soybean yields. How are they stacking up across southern Michigan so far?
So harvest is going kind of slow this year. Some early planted beans on lighter ground yields, I say, are just below average to average. But others, there's many reports of average to above average. So we do have good beans out there. The rain that came in last Thursday was definitely welcomed by them. But for the others who've been patiently waiting to get started, many are started this week.
How about corn yields and corn moisture levels so far?
The yield checks have been promising. So last week, there was some 100-day corn in the high 20s. So we're getting there, just slowly but surely. Quality could be an issue this year. We are seeing a lot of ear molds, specifically Diploidia and Gibberella in my area. And then tar spot did come in, but it came in late. So because of the timing, I don't think it will affect the yield as much as it will affect the stalks. So let's keep an eye on those fields and prioritize harvest for those that are most compromised.
Stacy, you mentioned disease pressure. Any reports of anthracnose impacting corn yields?
I'm not so much seeing that in corn, but I did see my first signs of it in soybeans. The anthracnose there is more of a late season disease that will affect stalk integrity more than it will yield. I've seen a lot of strong standing beans out there, but if soybeans are infected with this and we start to fight harvest all fall, we definitely could see some issues with standability.
Stacy Hughes with Hughes Seed Solutions, a specialty hybrids dealer based out of Jackson County. You can hear more of our conversation at MichiganAgToday.com.